The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Darm Daf Yud Tes. The Gemara on the top of Yud Tes Amud Aleph quotes a Mishnah on Tyrus, Perek Dalad Mishnah Beis, Savak Bechoris, a Savak about Bechor, Echad Bechori Adam, whether it's a Bechor of a person, and the question of whether one has to depend on Ben or not, the Echad Bechari Behema, whether it's a firstborn animal, and the question is, Bein Tamei, Bein Tahira, whether for Petach Hamor, or if to bring as a Bechar for a carbon. The halacha is, Amoitz Mechaveir Lohariah. The halacha is that the five Slav of Pinna Ben, or the Bechar Behema, also goes to the Kain. And since it's a question of Mamanus, the question is, who has the rights to the five Slav of Pinna Ben, or to the Bechar Behema, the Kain, or the owner? How the rule is, Amoitz Mechaveir Lohariah, the Kain who wants to claim it should be his, he has to prove it should be his. And in the case of a Safek, where it cannot be proven whether it's actually a Bechar or not, the owner is potter from giving to the Kain. Let's focus now a little bit on the case of Bechar Adam, the Safek of Pinna Ben. That says over here in the Mishnah and Tyrus, that if someone has a Safek of Pinna Ben, they're potter, they do not have to do Pinna Ben, they do not have to give the five slum, the five coins to the Kain. What's the case of Safek Pinna Ben, which is being discussed in this Mishnah and Tyrus? So the Rosh on the side of Ar Gemara and the Dorim says, the case is going to Shepilo Lefanov, the lady was Mapel, she miscarried, Safek Nefel, Safek Ruach. We don't know if the miscarriage was a Nefel, was actually a child, or Safek Ruach. We don't know if it was just a Ruach that came out from her, some sort of a wind, something that came out for not really a child. And now, the Nefel itself definitely does not need Pinna Ben. That's for sure the halacha. The question is later on, when she gives birth to a healthy child, and that healthy child happens to be a boy, so then do we have to do Pinna Ben or not? Because the halacha is that if the first child was a Nefel, and as we'll soon see, reached enough of an advanced enough stage of growth, so then once he's born, he patters the next child from Pinna Ben, and the next child does not have to have the halacha Pinna Ben. He does not have to do Pinna Ben the next child, because he's not considered Peterachim, he's not considered the firstborn, because this Nefel came first. Although the Nefel himself does not need a Pinna Ben, he is enough of a child that the next child that comes after it is not a Bechor either, because he's coming after the Nefel. However, if it was just some sort of Ruach that came out for her, that's nothing, and if later on she gives birth to a baby boy, a year later, so then you'll have to do a Pinna Ben. So in this case of Safek, the Rosh is explaining the Mishnah on Tyrus, that the Mishnah on Tyrus means to say that you're potter from doing Pinna Ben if you're not sure if it was a Nefel or if it was a Ruach. Interesting to note that the Rosh, the same person, the Rosh is Pirish on the Mishnais and Tyrus, Perigdal Mishnah Bez over there, says a different case. He talks about Safek Becheris, Mevakeris, she held a Zohar in a Keva. There was a lady who was giving birth to her firstborn, and she actually had twins, a boy and a girl. The Safek Miyatz Rishayna, we don't know who came out first. Now, if the boy came out first, so then he needs a Pinna Ben, he's a Bechor. If the girl came out first, so by a girl, there's no mitzvah of Pinna Ben, and the boy, he's not the firstborn, because the girl came out first. So then the Halacha is a Potter Mechamesh Shalom, you do not have to do a Pinna Ben because of the Safek. There he discussed the case, but it definitely was a birth, and it definitely was a boy, it definitely was a girl. The question is, who came out first? Over here, the Rosh discussed a different case, that when the boy is born, he was preceded that sometime before that, let's say a year before that, this lady gave birth, or she miscarried actually, or not sure if it was a child, which therefore patters the boy is born a year later from Pinna Ben, or if it was just the Ruach, it was really nothing. If we look at Shulchan Aruch from the Yeridea, Simen Shenhei, Sifchav Gimel, and discussed over there certain cases, certain things that come out that a lady could miscarry, that does not patter the next child from Pinna Ben, that she has a boy later on, by her next birth, so then he does need a Pinna Ben, he is considered a Bechor. It is called the Apal Shfir Malidam, if she miscarries a sack that's full of blood, but there's no child inside, a Malimayim, full of water, different fluids, Maligavnim, different things inside of it, but no, there's no child, she miscarries, but it's not really a child, it's really nothing. Apal Shmin Dogim, Vachagav Mishkotzer, Malashim, different forms come out of her, it's not really a child. Apal Shmin Arboim, or if she miscarries within the first 40 days of the pregnancy, the child that's born after this, if he's a boy, he needs a Pinna Ben. These things are not considered the Peter Rechem, are not considered enough of the firstborn, that the child that's born afterwards should not need a Pinna Ben. Rather, the child that's born afterwards does need a Pinna Ben. And the Ramah says, he's quoting the Marik, because manch ene varm rukam, as long as the limbs and the child is not formed yet, does not come together yet, ain't poiter ba'achrov. He does not pat the child that's born after him. Even nowadays, we're some if we depend on this, on our judgment, if the child, if the Nefel that came out, if the fetus that came out was Merukim or not, if his body was formed yet or not. What's the background that lies behind this Ramah? The halacha is that in order for a Nefel, for a miscarriage, a fetal demise, in order for it to be considered enough of a Bechor, that the child that's born afterwards, after a year later she has a baby boy, he should not need a Pinna Ben. Neither of two conditions. Number one, it has to be that the pregnancy lasted at least 40 days, that she at least made it into the 41st day of the pregnancy. If it was during the first 40 days, that already the Mechaber says in Shulchan Aruch over there, like we mentioned a minute ago, Mechaber says that does not pater the next child from Pinna Ben, and the next child does need a Pinna Ben. And another condition is, in order to pass to the next child, even if it's after 40 days, has to be that they varmed the body parts of Merukim. They already came together. That it was already a certain stage in development that already had the form and the tzura of a child. And in that case, the pater is the next child of Pinna Ben. However, if the nephel was not properly formed, even if it made it past 40 days inside the mother, then he's not considered enough of a child to pater the next child of Pinna Ben, and the next child will be considered a Bechor. Now, the same halacha exists in Yerdes and Kut Sadi Dal, but halacha of Tumas Leda, that lady gives birth. So if she gives birth to a boy, she has to be tummy for at least 7 days, and on the eighth night she can go to the mikvah and become tahor. If she gives birth to a girl, so she has to be tummy for at least 14 days, then on the 15th night she can go to the mikvah and become tahor. Let's say she miscarries, so by miscarriage early on in the pregnancy, so we're not going to be able to tell if it was a boy or a girl, so we're going to have to go with chumrah, it's a child of a deraisa, the shiloh of Tumas Leda, we're going to have to go with chumrah and assume it was a girl, and say that she has to be tummy for 14 days, and the earliest time she can go to the mikvah and become tahor is on the 15th night for the miscarriage. But here the same conditions apply, that in order for her to have Tumas Leda, it has to be that the pregnancy made it at least 40 days, that she made it into the 41st day of the pregnancy, that's A, and B, it has to be that the child was Merukim, that the child had some form already, but if the child, if the Guf Otum, it didn't have any proper form, it was just a glob, it didn't have the form, the shape at all of the child, so then he does not get a din of Tumas Leda, and when he comes out, she does not have to wait until the 15th night to go to the mikvah and become tar. Some dam comes out, so she has regular Tumas Nida, but for that, she can make a Hafsek Taira on day 5, or according to the opinion of the Mechaber for Sfardim on day 4, and then count Zayin the Kiyim and go to the mikvah on the 12th or 13th night. She would not have to be tummy for a full 2 weeks and wait till the 15th night. So over there, the Torah says, near this, and Mekut Tzai Dal and Hilchos Nida, that 40 days, we could try to figure out, we could count if it was 40 days or not. But assuming that it was into the 41st day, or that we do have reason to believe that the pregnancy made into the 41st day, then in all cases, we have to be metame here and say that it was a full-fledged Tumas Leda, and that she has to be tummy for at least 2 weeks, assuming that maybe it was a girl, that this fetus really was. And we can't say that maybe this form wasn't really Merukim, wasn't really formed in the shape of a child. And the Torah says, we're not the Kiyim, we're not experts to judge such a thing, to tell if the fetus was properly formed. Now, we don't have that mumchois, that expertise nowadays, to see and to determine if this child, if this fetus was formed well enough to be considered enough of a child that when the mother gives birth to him, when she miscarries and he comes out, that there should be Tumas Leda, or in this case that she comes out, or assuming maybe it was a girl, that she should have Tumas Leda and have to be tummy for at least 14 days. We don't have the expertise to determine that anymore. So here the Ma'arik is saying, the Ma'arik says that he knows about that Torah, and he says that's a chumrah that Torah says, the gavei over there, it's a nida, it's a chiyav karis, it's a very chumrah, the gavera, if someone's medical and it turns out we made a mistake and there was really rikam evar and there was really a child and she did have Tumas Leda, it's a deraisa involved if she goes to the mikvah too early, if we mess up, if we make a mistake in the psak over there. Mashenkin by Pidna Ben, there's the question of having to give a chiyav Pidna Ben or not. So the other Ma'arik says that chumrah does not apply of the Torah, and we do say that we go by our expertise, and it's the other way around. On the contrary, we depend on our expertise, and if we say that we look at this fetus and we say that it was not formed properly, it wasn't formed properly, then we go the other way around and we say that we have to do a Pinna Ben. Although there's a question of bracha v'atala involved, so it makes a Pinna Ben with the bracha, a Pinna Ben, and they make the bracha on the mitzvah, and they make the shachyanu. Still, the Ma'arik says that we are dependent, we do our samech on our expertise, and if we say that the vlan was not merukim, was not properly formed, so then we do a full-fledged Pinna Ben. This is the opinion of the Ma'arik, as it's quoted inside over here by the Ramah. Now, there's a Chacham Tzvi, a Tshuva Chacham Tzvi that argues on this. He catches Ma'arik on that. The Ma'arik says, Ma'arik says a few expressions to explain why we're so confident that this child was not Merukim, if we're not 100% sure. So how can we decide that the body was not formed properly? So in some cases we can be 100% clear. And it seems that Chacham Tzvi might also agree that for 100% sure, if there was no form, just an empty sack, it's possible that Chacham Tzvi, if you look carefully at his Lashon, Pasuk will also agree that in such a case, the next child would need a definite Pinna Ben with the appropriate brachas made on the Pinna Ben. In the case we're not 100% sure, then Ma'arik also says that we can depend on our expertise, that we think that the nurses, the midwives were there, the ladies were there at the time of the miscarriage or who examined the fetus, they're pretty sure, they seem to say that it didn't have a proper form. Ma'arik says we can be samech on them, we can go by them, because this lady has a chazaka that she never had a petarecha, that she never gave birth yet, and this baby, this fetus has a chazaka that its limbs weren't formed yet, because when he was first came into existence by conception, when he was conceived he didn't have the form of a guf yet, and now over the course of the pregnancy the fetus develops until it reaches the point of rikim evar, until it's properly formed, that's considered a proper child for Tumas Leda and the gavi peterechem, that the next child that comes after it should not need a pinna ben, because it's called that already a child was born this fetal demise. And since the chazaka is from the beginning that it did not have a form yet, and now we have a subject, did it take on a form, did it not take on a form, So therefore the Marik says that we can assume that it was by its original status, by its chazaka, that did not have a form, and this lady retains the original status, that she did not yet give birth, and she did not have a Peter Rechem yet, and therefore her next child will be her Peter Rechem, and will be a Pina Ben. So the Chacham Tzvi, he stops with these words of the Marik, and he says that we could say as far as the opposite, that although the Marik says there's a chazaka, that she did not give birth to a proper baby, and this baby was not formed yet, the Chacham Tzvi says we know the opposite. The Gemara says the Rav Noshim are Misabas Violdas, and most Noshim, when they have a pregnancy and they give birth, it is to a child which has a proper form. That's the klal mentioned in many places in Shas, including the Gemara Nida, it talks about a case of a lady who was walking on a bridge over a river, and she miscarried, and the fetus fell into the river, and now we don't have it anymore, we don't know what its status is. And there the Gemara says just far that we assume that most of the time that the child was a developed child, it was developed. And the Rav Noshim Misabas Violdas, usually when a lady has a pregnancy, it does make it far enough that there is a proper child with a proper leda, and there would be some us leda, and it would be considered her Peter Rechem to the extent that the next child that's born after it does not need a pin in a ben. So the Chacham Tzvi argues in the Marik, and he seems that it's 100% certain that it was just empty sack. Maybe the Chacham Tzvi would agree that the next child needs a pin in a ben. But if it's not 100% sure, we're just dependent on the midwives, the ladies who are there who examine the fetus, we will not be willing to depend on that, and we will not do a pin in a ben on the next child, certainly not with the bracha. Other achrayim argue in the Chacham Tzvi. Nodeb Yehuda, it's a tshuva from Nodeb Yehuda himself in the Yardei and Madir Kamel in Siman Tzai Zayin, and there's another longer tshuva from the Nodeb Yehuda's son, which is Nodeb Yehuda Madir Tinyona in the Yardei Siman Kuf Peches, where he goes in the ways of his father, Nodeb Yehuda himself in the Madir Kamel. Nodeb Yehuda, he's of the opinion that we don't have to go because of the Chacham Tzvi, we can go to Arik, and we can do a pinyan ben the next child. Nodeb Yehuda himself is concerned with a different shiloh. What's the gabi tumas meis? Does this nefa, does he have tumas meis? A kain, tumas meis pertains to us nowadays in regards to kahanim. The kahanim have to be careful not to come in contact with tumas meis. So this nefa that made it into the 41st day of the pregnancy, we're not sure if he had rikim mevarim, if he took a proper form. So do we have to be machmer and say a kain can't come into the same oil as him, a kain can't touch him, a kain can't lift him up, even without touching him, a kain has to be careful from his tumah? Or do we say that the kahanim don't have to worry because we can assume that it wasn't proper rikim mevarim? Since the people who examined it didn't think it had proper rikim mevarim, they didn't think it had a proper shape and form, so the Kahan didn't have to worry about it. So here the Navida says, although the Marik said that the Torah was machmer, they were not samech on our expertise by Tumas Leda, by Tumas Nida, the Marik said because of the chomer, the stringency of Isser Karis that will be involved if the lady goes to the mikvah too early, if the mother goes to the mikvah too early, the Navida says no chil between Isser Karis and Isser Lav, and the regular Isser Lav to say of the Torah. In other words, although the Kahanim do not have the Chi of Karis, not over on Isser Karis, if they become tummy from the maize, they do have an Isser Lois to say Dereisa, they're not allowed to come into contact with the maize. And since this is a question of Isser Dereisa, when the Arik said that, because of the stringency of Isser Karis, he probably did not mean just because of Karis. Any Isser Dereisa that Marik would have said we have to be careful with, and therefore we're not going to be willing to make and say that will depend on our expertise and say that the people examined it said that it was not Marukim, and therefore the Kohen could come into contact with it. Now, Jesus says Marik was only saying this in regards to Pin Naben. But once any directly serum evolved in coming in contact with this fetus, with this navel, the Kahanim have to be careful. But the Navida does go with the opinion of Marik. The Chasam Sefer and the Tshuva also goes with the opinion of the Marik. He says that the Chasam Sefer brings the Rav Noshim is Abbas Violdas, most ladies who have a pregnancy, they end up giving birth to a healthy baby. So that goes against the Chazaka that says the lady never gave birth properly and the fetus never got formed. So the Chasam Sefer says that most Noshim who have a full-fledged pregnancy, they end up giving birth. But here this lady miscarried. Who says that most ladies who miscarry really had a proper fetus inside? Maybe the reason why they miscarry is because the fetus is not developed. And indeed, the shiloh of Evarim She'enam Merukam, which is not properly formed, is very negay aloch lamaisa, because very often when there's a miscarriage, there's a reason why there's a miscarriage. The pregnancy wasn't going right from the beginning, and the fetus wasn't forming properly. And although it made it 41 days into the pregnancy, which happens to be, we would say it's about 6 weeks, but the way the doctors count it nowadays, at least in America, it would be about 8 weeks, because they count from the previous period, so they would call an 8 week long pregnancy, but we would say made 41 days into the pregnancy. Very often, the development of the fetus is less than 8 weeks, it's something less than the amount of time that the uber was actually inside. And something went wrong, and that's why the pregnancy did not survive. So, it could be that most noshim who are mapel, who miscarry, didn't have a proper pregnancy that actually because they're the proper leda. And even if the mashmoyis of the Gemara Nida is that even in the case of miscarriage, we still say Rav Noshim Masabas Violdas, it's not such a strong rave, and doesn't necessarily stand up against all the chazakas. And therefore, the Chasam Sefer says that we could go with the opinion of Marik, that if the ladies who examined the fetus who were there at the time or examined afterwards, if they feel that they've been not broken, we can go with the opinion of the Marik and say that the next child that's born after does need a proper pin naben with the bracha. That's what the Chasam Sefer says. The Chasam Sefer says that if we honestly have a suffix, so then we can do a pin naben, and we shouldn't make the bracha on the pin naben, the shachiyonu. He says the kohen can make the shachiyonu because he's getting 5 shlom, he's making some money off it, he's getting a matonis, he can make the shachiyonu and be moitzi and have in mind the aviyah ben who's the one who usually makes the shachen of Pinna Ben. But in this case, where we're confident that the fetus is not properly developed, then the Yudah and the Chasam Sefer go with the opinion of the Marika and the Ramah and most of the Poiskim that we could make a proper Pinna Ben on the next child if it's a boy and make the brachas, the appropriate brachas on the Pinna Ben, and the Aviyah Ben, the father of the child, can make the Shachianu. The Chacham Sefer is the only one who argues. In the case where clearly it seems to us to have been an empty sack, it could be even the Chacham Sefer agree that he can make a Pinna Ben afterwards by the next child. There's a Chuvan of a different Malkiel who came even afterwards, and he's aware of all these Achrenim, and he's also Machriel like that. There was an empty sack and there's no Sefek at all, and definitely the Halacha is that by the next child, we can make a Pinna Ben. This is not included in the Halacha of Sefek Bechor that the Mishnah says, Amoitzim Echaver Loveraya.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.